Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality. And welcome to another edition of Moments of Conversation. Of course, I am Marian Afua. Thank you so much for joining me on today. I want to thank you all for taking part of your day, your life, and allowing me to be a part of it. I'm honored to have that. So on today, we're going to have a little conversation, and I'm going to share a couple of opportunities with you. And then you'll be able to join me as well. And we're going to go from there. We're going to have a great time, and you're going to embrace all that you are because you are phenomenal. You are beyond phenomenal. You are exponentially phenomenal, which means when people see the phenomenal that you allow them to see, there's still so much more awaiting you, so much more that is a part of who you are. So we're going to continue on with that vein of thought, and we're going to continue to share that because that's who we are. So with that, we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back after this.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com, and MarianAfourSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afour for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afour, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation.
And we are back here. Good morning, and good morning. You know, I'm thinking about the whole celebration of life and how that becomes part of who we are. A celebration of life, a celebration of a life that lets us know that life is a representation of the divine. It lets us know that the whole universe is opened up and is pouring out and reflecting us. And that all we have to do is accept it and receive it and apply it to our lives and allow ourselves to identify the trueness of who we are and understand what it is we need to be taking from this moment and be in the power of transparency has such an influence, such a imprint that it allows us to share from our souls and it allows us to bring about so much. Because believe it or not, your subconscious is the speaking voice for your soul. It's our conscious mind that allows us to remember based upon experiences, based upon results that we've gotten and make us feel like maybe we should be hopeless when it comes to looking for change. But as I always say, change is inevitable. And accepting it is not impossible. But what is more important is that we have to commit to grow as we experience this change because we know that it's part of our vision and it's part of us developing more and more so we can enlarge and engage our territories greater with more of a defensive nature that allows us to move beyond this moment and into the real moment of grace and peace and honor and understanding the power of your inner voice and discovering that, you know, you want to increase your viewpoint, increase the way that you can see the possibilities and the viable options that are available to you, visualizing yourself achieving your goal and knowing what it looks like when you do it. And when you feel like you're achieving your goal, how is it going to get there? How do you feel leading and being and doing your goal? And once that goal is reached, you set another goal to ensure that that goal is still maintained, but yet is expanded and extended and shared with others, and then we just keep going. Yeah, that's what it's about. Because we want to make sure that we have goals that we understand that we can have them. Those goals just don't pop up in our head. We should have gratitude for the fact that we have been given a goal, that we have been given an opportunity to be able to live. So all we need to do is live. Do what we need to do to be in good health, live a vital life. That means we're accessing every part. We're living in vitality, with valor, exponentially, and excelling. That we're providing support, that we're looking at our businesses, we're looking at our lives, and we're discovering that we can really have a celebration of life, that everything that is unfolding at the perfect time and the perfect place, and there's no need for us to get all worried and anxious. We just need to be patient because we understand that there is a plan so we can celebrate our lives. Yep. That's all I wanted to say about celebrating our lives. I wanted to make sure we understood that, and also that there has to be a trust, and there will develop a trust. The more you begin to trust that your subconscious is speaking on behalf of your soul, that your subconscious is allowing your soul's connection, which is directly connected to the spirit of the divine presence, to unfold the plan for your wealth, for your success, for your happiness, for your peace, absolutely, positively. That's an empowering factor. So we can. That's why we're always saying, let go, release it, move beyond it, don't look in the past. I may have shared this with you all on Tuesday. I can't recall, but I think it's worth repeating if I did. I talked about the hourglass. That the hourglass has sand in the beginning, in the top, and then you flip it over. I should say you have hourglass in the bottom, and that's the path. Then you flip it over, and you start a whole new thing. You start a stream of energy, a flow. Something is happening. There's movement. There is an exchange from one position or one condition to another. So once that sand begins to fill back up in the bottom, you can't pull it back up to the top. And that is in the top. You can't stop it without breaking the hourglass from flowing. So all that you can focus on, that you need to be focusing on, is that constant flow, that movement of that sand from one condition to another, because that's where the energy is, that's where the power is, that's where the presence of the omni-activation of the multi-creator is. That's where your power is. At that moment when you acknowledge that something is moving, something is happening, that there needs to be a change, there's an impetus that needs to occur, and you hold it within you, then that's the moment you have the power. That's the moment you can begin to celebrate life. That's the moment that you'll begin to understand that everything is unfolding exactly as it should. That's your inner voice. That's the power of you knowing that your goal that was set, that's the power of knowing that you have asked for your increase in your viewpoint, asked in your and received your increase in your capacities, asked and received your increase in your healing, and you have got everything you deserve because now your business is looking well, your family life is looking well, finances are looking well, spirituality is balanced, whatever it is, it happens as a result of you accepting life. And life is ever moving. Life is ever changing. Everything that is living goes through some form of metamorphosis. Even an evergreen tree goes through some form of change. It's not a huge evergreen tree from the moment it's planted in the ground. It comes from a seed. The seed breaks open. It begins to grow. Then it gets some type of dead foliage eventually. Little bits and the needles, pines start falling off of them. They form more seeds and they're blown in the wind. And then the time, it grows and grows and grows. Absolutely. Positively. Celebrate your life. Remember, I'm going to keep saying this as I say over and over again. The universe is vast and it is open and it is pouring out and reflecting you. It is our responsibility, your responsibility, my responsibility, their responsibility, right, to accept, to receive it and accept it and begin to imitate it, do it, be it. That's the importance. This is not in contradiction to anything except for when you start saying that you don't want to have success, wealth, happiness, quality relationships. We don't want to have balance. That's when the problem comes in. But maybe you don't see it as a problem because you're content. And a state of contentment only goes so far when you're miserable. We're going to take a quick momentary break. When we come back, we're going to get Guru on the phone. On the phone lines, it looks like he's in the room. Welcome again to those of you who have joined us here on Moments of Conversation. We'll be right back after these words. Author Marian Afour has written two powerful and thought-provoking books.
not to my reality, encouragement while dancing in the storm, and seeking escape, a conversational journey to your true reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for Moments of Conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation.
And we are back here. Moments of Conversation. We're celebrating life today because life is always worth celebrating. Why is life worth celebrating? Because through life, it is our reminder, it is our sustenance that allows us to be. Life allows us to be. Life doesn't suck. The conditions that we are exposed to suck. But life is wonderful. We are learning today how to live and invite vitality and vigor and valor back into our lives exponentially so that we can excel. That's the acronym for today, L-I-V-E. Learn to invite victory, valor into our life, right? So that we can begin to excel exponentially. I love that. Okay, I just got that off the cuff. Y'all see how that works? Good morning, Guru.
Good day. Can you hear me?
Yes. Go ahead and share some love with us. I'm just listening, all ears. Go ahead.
Well, what really comes to mind is that song of yours, Higher Heights, and Just Breathe. You know, it's really important. You know, I'll just say the civilized world has really taken science or simplicity out of so many things. It's incredible. You know, if you home, you have a good meal, what's the first thing you do after you finish? You sit back, relax, and you just breathe. So you can digest and enjoy your food, even if you're remembering what you just partaked, you know, just ate, you know. But I don't know. I'm kind of in a different place today, and please forgive me. I do apologize. It's just interesting how you could just look at situations that people go through. I mean, it's not a judgment call. It's just an understanding or an awareness and a remembrance of how important it is sometimes just to breathe. Just like they say in carpentry, you measure twice and cut once.
Mm-hmm.
In business, they say, never be quick to make a decision.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I really love that analogy of the hourglass also.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah, that's something that I, you know, every now and then it's just kind of different things. I see things that it causes me to focus on. And I know that people are not, you know, we walk around as people and we're going, okay, this is at me. But I really want us to know that we don't have to be trapped and we really can escape. We really can explore and seize, communicate all possibilities to enhance our life. We really can do that. And so in us doing that, we can begin to move beyond just this moment of frustration and ill-gotten connections. That's not what we desire for ourselves. That's not what we were created to experience. You know, I had a thought, and I'm reminded of it now. Are people really out here looking to experience pain? Do you think people wake up saying, I want to experience pain? I want to know what it's like to, you know, to struggle financially. That's my goal today, is not have enough money to pay bills, et cetera. I just want to get up, you know, do you think people get up and say that? I mean, what would you say to that? But yet that's what we allow to come into our viewpoint. So I can't celebrate life because I'm surrounded by the reminder of lack. Well, you're not a good person if you're not helping the poor. But you know what? Help them by getting their mind to refocus on something other than being poor.
Gotcha.
Huh?
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. Because if all I'm told and all that I can see is that, you know, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. And then I go and I call a guru, and guru telling me, well, I don't have enough money to pay my bills. Now we're both together worrying about we don't have enough money to pay our bills. Instead of us getting together and strategizing and looking at our skills, our talents, our abilities, and the resources, and know that we really do have enough money to pay our bills, and that the entire universe has given us and afforded us the opportunity to earn the resources. They may not get paid on time because you can't force the universe or anyone's will to do anything. But you have to surround yourself. You can't celebrate life. You can't celebrate life
being depressed.
Not celebrating life. Is that right? Did I say that right?
Yes, I say yes indeed. You can't celebrate life not celebrating. That's right.
Right. Mm-hmm. You can't be like, oh, I'm happy to be here today, but... No, there is no but. You're either happy to be here or you're not.
That's right. That's it.
Right? How you feeling today? I'm good, but no, if you're good, then you're good. See, I really have to do that because I have to talk to myself too, because our conscious mind will have us going off on a tangent. You know, my mama said, I have you chasing a tail and you don't even have one.
That's right.
So Guru's laughing at me because, you know, I want to be clear that as you celebrate life, that you embrace every part of it, not as a punishment, not as a dishonor, not as penance. I mean, I hear this a lot from people. It's not. There's no penance. You know, if you make a decision and that decision doesn't produce you the results that you desired, make another decision. How about that? How about making another decision? But before you make the other decision, how about you do some research and find out how to make a better decision? You don't have the same result. And believe me, I thought about it. I was watching some special about the Wright brothers. And they were just bicycle salesmen, and they started playing with this idea of how to. And now we all fly all the time and don't even think about how we keep this big metal piece of wood up in the sky, because they had to see beyond their condition. They knew that they can go beyond, that it wasn't a blasphemous as their father thought. Because of his religious constraints, that was blasphemous to think that you would fly in the sky. Now we do it without even thinking about it. That's how you have to see your own goals. That's how you have to see your own life. You got to set it up and accept that you got something greater that you want in your life.
Yes.
Being secure financially is not a myth. It doesn't make you a bad person. Being secure in your relationships do not make you a bad person. Having peace in your spirituality does not make you a bad person. Having good ethics in business and not selling snake oil does not mean that you are a bad person or that you don't want to be successful. It means that you are aware that every action that you produce is going to return to you. So all that you do has to be a quality, universal reflection.
Right
we
there.
We are given so much. Go ahead, Guru.
Yeah, right there. Universal. If all the things we do, we ask ourselves that one simple question, does this or is this good or best for the highest good of all? Because we are on this planet in this day and time to assist each other, believe it or not. And that's why I like business. Business will only work if it benefits all. Yeah, it'll work for you sometime if you contract with people and then you contract with other people and you get commission from getting people to sign up. But sooner or later, that's gonna fail. You know, and some people don't think about the casualties of getting somebody in a business and not assisting them, or you not getting the right knowledge about the business and then assisting, you know, getting your training and then train the people that you sign up, if you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's just like buying a child a gun and then tell them to go outside and play with it. You know what I'm saying? That's my point.
Mm-hmm.
I know that's very, very direct, but going back, if we look at life as we're here to share, we're here to assist, not giving up all of ourselves and all of our energies to anybody but our loved ones, but to share with all. And that's the beauty of sharing, and that's the beauty of love. You know, if we really love ourselves, we share, you know, to benefit all. And that's
Absolutely.
What I just wanted to speak to, that universal principle, because that's really what time it is, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Cause like
and
I said,
that helps
once
to make
you
us more abundant.
Oh, sure. Because you're never going to run out. But if you believe whatever, listen, a belief, someone posted something and it said belief, and then it said they highlighted the B lie, so that a belief is as if something about B lie, meaning it's lie, it's a lie. A belief can be a lie. It could be formed based on a lie. But a knowing is based on what you know. There's no changing. There's no changing. You don't have time to get into conflicts about whether or not something is or isn't going to be. You just need to know that right now it is, the thought is there, and quite possibly you hold the key to making sure that it does come to fruition. Celebrate. Quit complaining. Quit chasing competition. Quit trying to figure out who's going to have the last piece of something. And you know what? If you like it that much, go create it yourself. Honestly, we got to get beyond all of this chaos and divisiveness and sullen moments. I really want to be around individuals who are seeking out the same thing. And trust me, when you start changing your mindset, when you start celebrating life, you begin to see that you have so many opportunities and so much support already in place that all you have to do is just open up and experience it. Yeah.
I see. Yes.
You'll see, you know, you wanted to open up a business or you wanted to spend more time with your family, and the moment you stop looking for the time to spend with your family and you just start spending time with your family, you'll be like, well, I'm always having time. Yeah, you did, but you were distracted because you were complaining. Oh, I'm so excited, Guru. We're coming up on the last few minutes of this. I want to thank everyone for joining us today here on Moments of Conversation. If you like what I've said today, you want to follow up, please follow up with me on Facebook as Marian Afua on Facebook, MarianEfua on Facebook. Drop me some feedback about our program. Also, you can join up for our mailing list. We're going to have a great opportunity. I can't announce it. I'm not going to announce it until Tuesday when I announce it. You will have an opportunity to become part of the private network to get some one-on-one support and some other opportunities to meet some fabulous people who can help you celebrate life in a wonderful way. So if you just go ahead and do that. But again, Guru, any final words before we wrap up today?
Just breathe. and enjoy the day and time that we're in, and emanate love, love and light.
Absolutely. Thank you. That was wonderful. So remember that when things begin to cloud our ways, overwhelm us, make us feel like we just cannot go on, stop, take in a deep breath, scream out nice and loud, that's not my reality, and know that it's not the end of the road. Know there's something grander and greater awaiting you. You just have to get to it. And remember, we're always here to celebrate life. Until next time, continued peace and blessings.
All around.